Now, Rose of Baseball brought to you by Andy's Flooring and Remodeling, Central Minnesota Insurance Agency, BNS Excavating, Pet Support for Rural Spring Hill, the Greenwall Pub, Painesville Mutual Insurance, Albany Chrysler Center, El Rosa Grain and Feed, Land O'Lakes of Melrose, the Freeport State Bank, Schweder Chevrolet of Cold Spring, North American Insurance Agency, Central Minnesota Realty, Bucky's Bar, North American State Bank, and Rambo bringing us our El Rosa baseball game this afternoon. And joining me here for state tournament action, the one, the only, Hall of Fame player, not broadcaster yet.
Yeah, not yet. Thanks, Randy. Thank you. Hey, I think we're in for a good one here today. Pelican Rapids Lakers are playing the El Rosa Saints here today. And to me, Randy, right now, my prediction is I think we're going to come out of here with a Region 15 C win today.
Ooh, and we do need one.
Yes, we do.
Yes,
and
we do.
I think it's going to be a good matchup, but I think El Rosa's a good state tournament team. They play well in the state. They got some good veteran players on this team. Ethan Volk starting today, and Ethan's got the experience. So does his brother Aaron. So I think between the two of those, I think we can come out of here with one today.
Yeah. John mentioned Region 15C. We've had a tough go so far. St. Martin losing yesterday. The Martins losing to Howard Lake. That was 4-0, Don.
4-0, yes.
4-0.
Scored three runs in the first inning. They did Howard Lake and kind of set the tone for the game. And they scored a run later on in the game. And St. Martin just couldn't muster up any offense. Two hits, you know. And I think going to win you a lot of state tournament games,
right? And then, of course, just completed now over in Green Isle. We made our way over to Green Isle earlier and watched part of this game. And it was a 6-4 victory for Green Isle over Regal today.
6-4, yes, it was. Regal had a 2-0 lead early in the ball game, and Green Isle tied it up with two runs. And there was, I can't remember the guy's name, had a three-run blast. And I'll tell you what, Randy, that's probably one of the hardest balls I've seen hit in a long time. And
yeah.
And that's a big park over in Green Isle. And this one, too, we got 325 down the line, 360, and the power gap's 375. Well, this is not a cheap park either, but I'll tell you what, you hit it to earn it here.
Regal, of course, bit by the air bug in that ballgame. When we left in the seventh inning, they had four errors already, and that did not help their cause at all. So Regal falls, St. Martin falls. El Rosa is playing right now, and, of course, we'll have Lake Henry baseball next Saturday, 1:30 from Hamburg. We'll have that game for you.
And they're playing, Young America.
Yeah, Young America
over here in Hamburg,
winning last night. Hey, if you want to keep track of our game, just follow me on Twitter, at Chasm Randy. Follow me on Twitter if you want to follow our games broadcast that way. You can also drop me a text message at 320-248-1602, 320-248-1602, if you want to let us know what's going on in your life today, that maybe you're not at the ballpark, but if you're joining us on our broadcast, that would be awesome, too. A lot of ways to listen to our games broadcast. On 105.5 HD2, on 107.7 FM, on our stream at mychasm.com. You can pull us up on TuneIn Radio and get this broadcast. And, of course, your old dependable neighbor. That's AM 1150. And, Don, we got it in Green Isle.
We got it down in Green Isle. We were talking to Gene Schlaefer sitting in front of us here, and we said, I think we kind of lost 1150 on the way down here in Glencoe. But then I just said, no, I don't know if we did. I just turned the radio down because Randy was talking so much on the way down here, so I thought, I'll just turn the radio off and listen to Randy. That's just like listening to the radio anyhow. But Gene said he got it loud and clear all the way down here, and we come from Green Isle, and we picked up Chasm 1150 real good.
You bet. You know, Kirby and Reese Hemish just got done with that broadcast over in Green Isle. Raymond is playing Mora after that one there, so that should be a good game. Last year's defending state champion. Avon plays after that one against St. Peter tonight.
That'll be a good one, too.
That'll be a good game, too. So I know there'll be a lot of people coming down to watch that. Some faces in the crowd, Don. You've seen a lot of local Central Minnesota people down here. Who are some faces in the crowd this afternoon?
Well, I've seen the commissioner, Randy Shaneberg, sitting down here. I didn't see him earlier. Old-time baseball player from the Greenwald Cubs, Herbie Enderine. I talked to him for a little bit.
Yeah. I just saw Tom the Butcher Schrader.
The Butcher is here.
Yeah, Tom and his lovely wife, Nancy.
Yeah. Yep.
They brought their grandson and daughter Carrie with. Carrie Vogt.
Carrie Vogt.
Married to starting pitcher Ethan today.
Yes, he is. She is, I should say.
Yes. Okay. All right. So, Don, we've got a few things to do before our start of our game, and one of those is the starting lineups.
All right, Randy, I'll see one so I can take care of this for you. El Rosa Saints going to be the visitors on the scoreboard today. So leading off and playing shortstop for the Saints today will be Matt Mittendorf. Batting second, playing second base will be Matt Schmitz. Batting third, the catcher today, Cody Eichers. Batting fourth, the right fielder, James Kiefer. Batting fifth, the pitcher, Ethan Volk. Batting sixth, third baseman, Austin Hadley. Batting seventh, the first baseman, Pat Elias. The designated hitter today, manager, batting eighth, A.J. Hadley. Batting ninth, the center fielder, Kevin Kiefler. And playing left field will be Austin Emdick. For the for the Pelican Rapids Lakers, starting out, leading out, playing third base would be Tyler Hughes. Batting second, playing right field would be Dana Johnson. Batting third, shortstop, Adam Johnson. Batting fourth, the first baseman, Brian Culler. Batting fifth, the catcher, Jan Erik Lindberg. Batting sixth, the designated hitter today will be Al Johnson. Batting seventh, the center fielder, Austin Martz. Batting eighth, the left fielder, Drew Thompson. Batting ninth, second baseman, Nate Sillerud. And the pitcher today will be Casey Kowalski. That's your Pelican Rapids Lakers lineup.
Pelican Rapids will be the home team because they are the higher seed. El Rosa came in as the number 4 seed out of Region 15C. So Pelican Rapids gets the field the first year today as they're going through some problems with their public address system right now here at Hamburg. What a beautiful park, this Hamburg facility. The Hamburg Fox Field, they call it. Fox Field here in Hamburg. We're going to take a 30-second timeout, Don. We'll be back with that first pitch right after this message.
Day after day, month after month, El Rosa Grain and Feed continues to lead the area as your Hubbard Feed dealer. Hubbard Feeds are the perfect blend for your dairy rations, hog feeds, and chicken feeds. El Rosa Grain and Feed can customize your feed order and also offer delivery right to your farm. Looking to buy or sell your grains? Talk with Tim for the best prices around. El Rosa Grain and Feed, your Hubbard Feed dealer, wishes the best of luck to the El Rosa Saints and all area teams.
All right, it is 232, 73 degrees here in central Minnesota. Back out to Hamburg for more state tournament baseball. Here is Randy and Don.
Thank you, Cassandra. You bet. Welcome back to Hamburg Baseball Field. Oh, my God. It is 81 degrees. The dew point is at 71. And it looks like Don and I just hit the shower.
It's kind of warm in this corner. I just sat down, and it's not going to work.
I tell you, I haven't felt this warm doing a broadcast since New Munich had that region back in the early 2000s when it was extremely hot, and I didn't drink anything but water, and never had to use the restroom.
No,
it was that hot.
No, I don't think we'll have to today.
All right.
I just see that Pelican Rapids, they're going to start one of their draftees. It's Casey Kowalski, Team Urbank, Parker's Prairie.
Urbank, Parker's Prairie. All right. Urbank, Parker's Prairie played in the Resorters League with Sauk Center and Long Prairie, so they are all part of that region. Matt Mittendorf at the plate, and the first pitch to that, a ball 1-0.
Matt Mittendorf, their leadoff hitter for El Rosa, great regional tournament, hit .437, 7 for 16 with a double, couple base on balls, hit by pitch, 3 runs scored, does an excellent job in that leadoff spot.
People are trying to find shade here in Hamburg this afternoon as Mittendorf takes a strike called, and now 1-2 to Matt.
And we will eventually get everything in the shade here, but he got his equipment out of the sun, otherwise I think we'd probably be melting here a little bit.
Pitches high to Mittendorf, and the count, 2-2. Again, follow me on Twitter, at Kazimrandy, and we'll keep you updated on Twitter as far as this game goes on here this afternoon. Kowalski on the mound, kicks in, delivers that 2-2 pitch to Mittendorf. Right on the inside corner, Natty takes a called strike 3.
Wow, that was a good pitch by Kowalski there, and to Matt Mittendorf, set him up well inside corner. It kind of looked a little bit tight on Natty, but umpire call with a strike.
It's amazing. Don and I, yesterday we had the angle. We were sitting maybe 25 feet from the batter right at field level, and today We're up in the bleachers here.
Yeah, 25 feet above them now.
Above them, up in the air. The first pitch to Matt Schmitz. Strike call from Kowalski and 0-1. Big curveball. That's high for a ball and one ball, one strike.
Matt Schmitz had out to get the regional 312 double, couple base on ball, sack bunts.
1-1 the count to Matt Schmitz. He is the Saints' second baseman. Kowalski delivers, and Schmitz will follow this one back and out of play.
Ooh,
that sounded like a job
for Leo's
auto body.
Yeah.
I think you parked far enough away, Don.
I was wondering.
That was a long foul ball. The count, one ball, two strikes. Kowalski's pitch. Schmitz lines this one up the middle. That's a solid base hit. And the Saints have a runner on base here in the first.
Cody Eicher so far, number three hitter in the Saints lineup. Kind of a cool regional for him. Wait for him to get on fire, left-handed hitter, and he can put the ball in play in a hurry.
Yeah, yeah. When Cody starts hitting, look out.
You bet.
Schmitz over at first. The catcher for Pelican Rapids, that's Jan-Erik Lindberg, goes out and has a word with Kowalski. I'm sure he doesn't work with him a whole lot.
Probably not.
So Kowalski will work out of the stretches. Schmitz takes his lead, and the pitch is high for ball 1-0. Now, Don, we've seen a number of games already here in the state tournament. Have not seen a lot of base stealing. We've seen
not yet.
No, hit and run.
Yes, we have.
But
you're right. No base stealing yet.
Not a lot of straight steals, because I think at this level you get good catchers. You really do. Here's Cody, he'll follow it to the backstop. And the count now to Eicher's at one ball, one strike.
You see some of these catchers, they can throw it back harder than the pitcher brings it. That kind of makes you, you know, as a pitcher, it kind of angers you a little.
Yeah. Well, you were saying yesterday, Ben Schrader's hand has to be sore from taking that ball back from Brian Schwung, because Brian throws hard.
Yeah, he throws it back.
Yeah.
He doesn't have to worry about it. If it goes by him, it's going to go in the center field.
One ball, one strike, one out, one on. Kowalski kicks, delivers, pitches a little bit high for a ball, and 2-1.
You just look at these catchers. They get up with that ball in their hand. He says, I dare you.
So, yeah, you do. You just joining us, Regal losing earlier today, 6-4 to Green Isle as Cody swings at a high fastball and misses, and the count, two balls, two strikes. 2-2 the count. Regal had a 2-0 lead going into the fifth inning, I believe, and then Green Isle able to put 4 on the board.
It tied it up, didn't
it? Tied it up,
yeah.
That's right. Yeah, as Eicher lines this down the left field line, back in the corner. It's going to roll to the fence. Here comes Schmitz, rounding third. He's going to score, and the Saints go up 1-0 on Pelican Rapids. The ball gets away from the catcher, but backed up by the pitcher, and still hanging on at second is Cody Eicher's. And there you go, Don. Ooh. Cody with a double.
You betcha. Cody can get this place excited in a hurry here. Down the left field line of the left-handed hitter. It's a good piece of hitting if you watch Cody on that one. He does that outside pitch, and Kowalski is trying to stay away from him because, you know, they do little scouting reports, and I'm sure these teams all do in that first round of the state tournament. And they know Cody can hit the ball hard. Stuck his bat out and hit it a long way down the left field line.
Got
by the left fielder.
There is one out. And two on. One out and one on, excuse me, and one run in. And coming to the plate, it's James Kiefler. And talk about somebody having a hot bat. James Kiefler, as he swings and misses, strike one.
James Kiefler, 538 in the region.
Oof.
Hit a home run, double, hit by pitch, couple sacks, base on balls. He got on base a lot.
Yeah, he had actually, didn't he have two home runs? I think he had two home runs, James Kiefler did in the region. Yeah.
Yeah, he might have.
Yep. As the throwback to second, and back goes Cody Eicher's. So they're trying to keep Cody close.
Cody close. That's pretty cool.
That could be a TV show, right?
Yeah, Cody Close.
And now the catcher goes out to have a word with his pitcher again.
Well, I see Kirby and Reese made it down here.
Oh, there they are. They're soaking up the rain.
Oh, my. Soaking up the rain, and I think it looks like they got a little food in their hand.
A little chow
for them.
The Chasm food budget continues to grow. As the pitch comes from the right-hander Kowalski, and it's a called strike and 1-2 to count to Kiefler. One ball, two strikes, one out, one on. A run in for El Rosa. They lead 1-0 top of the first inning. A long first inning already.
Yes, it is.
Kowalski's pitch, the curveball, called strike three. And Kiefler caught looking. I think that baby was up in the strike zone.
Now he froze Kiefler right there in the spot on that one. And tell you what, she dropped down, but like you said, we're up here a little bit higher like today. If that had been yesterday, we'd have let you know for sure.
That's right. That's right.
What a beautiful park here in Hamburg, Minnesota.
Ethan Boat swings at the first pitch from Kowalski, and this is strike one.
Never looked at the population of Hamburg, but it can't be real big, can it? Not sure.
No, I don't know if we even saw a sign. 0-1 the count, two outs. Ethan takes strike two, called, and 0-2. It's like we're getting a few more clouds.
You know, today it's kind of welcome.
Yeah. It's sure making the corn grow, though. You know that? And the soybeans grow. And the pumpkins. And the squash. That's right. Got to think about those things, too.
Betcha. Grant's probably out there right now listening.
Yes.
Here they come.
0-2. Akers gets off at second, and the pitch to Ethan Vogt is high for a ball 1-2. Pelican Rapids team, they've kind of got, if you remember the old Houston Astros uniform, the jersey tops are a little bit similar to that, only they're blue.
Yeah, they got the cross stripes in them.
Yeah. One ball, two strikes to Ethan Vogt. Akers takes his lead at second, and the pitch to Vogt. A swing and a miss. He's out on strikes. And that'll do it for the Saints here in the first inning. One run on two hits. There's no errors and one left on base. We played a half an inning. It is El Rosa 1, Pelican Rapids coming to bat. We're listening to State Tournament Baseball on KASM. We're back in 1 minute.
It's harvest time, and farmers are working long hours to bring their products to market to people around the world who rely on them. In fact, did you know that these days one American farmer supplies food for 144 people worldwide? Grinnell Mutual was built with farmers in mind, and we salute them every day. Say thanks to a farmer you know. We are proud to provide insurance protection to many of our area farmers. Trust in tomorrow. Contact Painesville Mutual, your local insurance provider, at 243-7149 today. Trust in tomorrow is property of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
Land O'Lakes, farmer-owned since 1921, produces the highest quality dairy products. We all enjoy a cold glass of milk, ice cream on a hot day, cheese in our pizza, string cheese, butter for the bread, and baking, and so many more fresh dairy products we all love. Land O'Lakes roots run deep in Minnesota, and they are committed to supporting the hometown teams. Land O'Lakes wishes the best to all area teams and is a proud sponsor of Dick Butts on KASM.
All right, it is 243, 73 degrees here in Central Minnesota. Back out to Hamburg for more state tournament baseball. Here is Randy and Don.
Thank you, Cassandra. Welcome back to Hamburg. Ethan Boat taking his warm-up tosses on the mound. The game before featured Newmarket taking on Dumont, and that was a 4-0 win for Newmarket over Dumont. And Dumont featuring former Painesville High School standout James Paul. He's now the shortstop and manager of the Dumont team. Does teaching out there. Regal losing today 6-4. Last night we had St. Martin losing 4-0. I know Boudreaux, St. Cloud was winning earlier today 5-0. I'll check Twitter here, see if we can figure out how Boudreaux did. Is up to the plate for Pelican Rapids here in the first inning is Taylor Fuss. spelled F-U-H-S. You think maybe foos, but they call it fuss.
It's like when you're making a fuss, Randy.
That's right. That's right. Again, you can follow me on Twitter at ChasmRandy. And Fuss follows this one back and out of play. Right over the big
food stand.
Food stand, yeah.
Randy's building. Right over the top of it.
Got to say, we left Green Isle today with a hamburger, hot dog, and two brats. They were pretty good, weren't they?
Yes.
Let's ground ball to Schmitz at second. Pick it up. Throw up to first, 4-3 on the foot out. So one out. And Dana Johnson comes up to the plate. Dana, the right fielder for Pelican Rapids. He is a right-handed hitter. Fuss is a left-handed hitter. The first pitch from Ethan Bolt is a ball, or actually a strike called, 0-1. Now a line drive to right field, and that's going to drop in for a base hit off the bat of Dana Johnson. Kiefler able to whip it back into the infield. And the first hit of the day for Pelican Rapids. Bring Adam Johnson to the plate.
Pelican Rapids had a season record of 17-10, Randy, and the Rosa Saints 22-10 on the season. Well, pretty evenly matched, I think.
And the first pitch coming into Adam Johnson is ball 1-0. One ball, no strikes. Ethan Bolt working out of the stretch over at third. Austin Hadley in on the grass with the number three hitter up, maybe expecting some kind of bunt, but nothing on there. As the pitch from Bolt comes in high for a ball, and now 2-0. Two balls, no strikes. And there's a strike called, and 2-1. Two balls, one strike. Here's a foul at the plate by Adam Johnson, and now 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. Minnesota Twins scored 9 runs in the first inning today.
Oh, Bartolo Colon should have liked that, right? That's who was starting for him today.
So Johnson at first takes his lead, being held there by Pat Ilias. And the pitch inside to Adam Johnson. And the count now full at 3-2. Three balls, two strikes. Ethan Bolt ready on the mound. Kicks the lid. Johnson goes to hit and run, and Matt Mittendorf trying to deke out the runner like he caught a line drive, and of course Dana Johnson wasn't biting on that one at all. It just ripped into left field. Austin Indick gets it back in. Back-to-back singles by the Johnson boys, and here comes Brian Lower to the plate.
I was watching Matt Mittendorf, and that ball was scorched. It was a line shot, and I think it was pretty much by Matt when he was given that fake to the base runner.
And Glower to the plate. He is the first baseman, a left-handed hitter, and the first pitch is a strike called. And 0-1.
Oh my.
9 runs on 7 hits for the Twins in that first inning. Hold on to it now, boys.
Yeah, that'll be tough.
A little bit low from Ethan Bolt, and the count, 1-1. Here's 1-0 El Rosa. If you're just joining us, they grabbed a 1-0 lead in the first, but Pelican Rapids is threatening. And runners at first and second with one out, and Ethan Bolt delivers both for a ball at 2-1. Now, Ethan's got a lot of experience, Don. We talked about this for years and years and years. We talked about it in the regional tournament. He's been around the block
a few times with a lot of teams. Yes, he has. Pitched for the Gophers, didn't he?
He did. Minnesota. In the Northwood League, here's a chopper to Schmitz at second. Matty's going to only get one. He'll flip it to first. And, you know, I think that's a good play just because you want to get one out. You know there's one out already.
He had no chance, I don't think, of going to second on that one either because the shading towards the first base side over there, you know, you start turning around to get that guy at second base and you end up getting nobody.
So, now the runners move up to second and third. And with two outs, coming to the plate is Jan Erik Lindberg, the catcher. He's the number five hitter. And Lindberg scorches this one to left field. Austin Imdick back in the corner, makes the catch for the out. That was high.
Oh, and deep.
And deep, but Austin able to camp under and make the catch for the out, and that'll do it for Pelican Rapids here in the first. No runs, two hits, no errors, two left on. We played an inning. It's El Rosa long, Pelican Rapids nothing. Or state tournament baseball coming up in a minute here on KASN.
For all your excavating needs, give B&S Excavating a call. Serving Painesville and the surrounding area, they specialize in septic systems, designing, installation, and repair. They are available for backhoe work, dozer, skid loader, demolition, custom hauling, tiling, snow removal, landscaping, basements, and driveways. Located on Highway 55, northeast of Belgrade, B&S Excavating. Joe Beyer and Sean Sheets wishing all the best to all the area teams.
Stearns County baseball in the summertime go together like Freeport State Bank and you, the customer. Summertime is vacation time with the family, doing home improvements, or just kicking back and relaxing. Need a loan for an RV, vacation, home improvements, agricultural, home refinancing, or whatever the needs may be, contact their experienced lending team at Freeport State Bank. Customer service is their priority with offices in Freeport, New Munich, Melrose, and Greenwald. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
All right, it is 251, 73 degrees here in Central Minnesota. Back out to Hamburg for more state tournament baseball. Here is Randy and Don.
Back at Hamburg, Hawk Park. One inning in the book, one to nothing. It's kind of a cool name, Hawk Park.
Hawk Park. He just made that up, folks.
I did hear that before.
Did you?
Yes. Casey Kowalski finishing up his warm-up tosses, 1-0 El Rosa. Again, a reminder, follow me on Twitter at ChasmRandy. You can also drop me a text at 248-1602. That's 320-248-1602. And yes, if you're coming down to the game, you should be able to get Chasm all the way down to Hamburg and Green Isle here. Not a problem. Austin Hadley will lead off the second inning for El Rosa. Pat Ilias, A.J. Hadley following Austin. And Austin Dunn last week had a game on Saturday that, I mean, every hitter would love to have at some point.
Austin Hadley hit like 250 in the regions, but he had a couple of home runs. He had two doubles in a game.
Yeah.
And he also has a sack bunt. So, you know, everybody needs to know how to sacrifice, too.
Yeah, agreed. Yeah. The pitcher had the baseball, and then they were going to exchange baseballs, and he wasn't looking, and the throw from the catcher just about hit him. Went right by his ear. And the count, one ball, no strikes, as Hadley will take ball too low, 2-0.
Oh, there's a breeze coming now, right?
Yeah,
now
we're finally getting that breeze with that high humidity yet here in Dew Point. The Dew Point was 71 at game time. There's the strike call to Austin Hadley, and two balls, one strike. 2-1 the count. Hadley rips it to third, and right through the legs of the third baseman. I mean, he was down on it so quick. And he just sat there, and the ball just shot through his legs.
What do you give him on that? I think you've got to give him an error.
It goes right through his legs. I think you got to give him an error, and it is.
Yeah. That was scorched.
You bet it was.
Whoa. There's Pat Ilias. You're priming you to never get that one either.
I don't know. I'd still be trying to get down. That was hit so hard on the grass, and that third baseman was in on the grass, so he wasn't going to get a bad hop. But Pat Elias to the plate. First pitch to Pat outside of ball, 1-0.
He couldn't get his glove down in time.
Yeah, that's right. So hard that was hit. 1-0 the count. Ready on the mound, Kowalski. And Elias will take a strike called 1-1.
Hey, this is one of the few parks that we've seen in the last couple weeks that don't have the grass baselines.
You're right.
Back to the traditional, down to the dirt and painted lines.
2-1 the count. We're talking to a gentleman before the game who said Hamburg had just about the right amount of rain. You know, they still pick up some dust when they drag the infield. And
yeah, he said here it rained a lot too, but this park can take it a lot better, I guess, than Green Isles.
And Norwood.
But right now, this park looks excellent. Got the warning track all the way around the field, and
Adley takes his lead at first. Here's the pitch to Elias. He'll chop it in the infield. Going to have to be played by the second baseman, and his only play is to first, 4-3 in the footout. Works kind of like a sacrifice.
You betcha. It's a good at-bat by Pat Elias. Let's put the ball in play on this side here and make the second baseman come and get it. And get Austin Hadley. He had to get by him, and he had no other play to go that way.
A.J. Hadley up to the plate. A.J., player manager, Kevin Kiefler in the number 9 spot. You know, Kevin Kiefler was up in the order a lot during the regions, and James Kiefler was in the 9 spot, and they kind of just switched brothers here because James has been swinging such a good bat.
Yes, he has. A.J. Hadley, 250 in the regions. A lot of base on balls. He had like 4 base on balls. James Kiefler, he's, man, 538 in the region. That's unreal.
A.J. Hadley takes a strike call, 0-1. Here's the pitch, and Hadley will follow this to the backstop and the count 0-2. I don't know what they have for backstop here, but that ball came back really fast out to pitcher Kowalski. Don, you know, I'm not even going to worry about saying that this game is moving along quickly because it's not. This is... Kowalski takes a long time out on the mound.
Oh, my.
This game's got like 3 hours written all over it. As Kowalski looks back to second and comes home, and Hadley will follow this over the backstop in the count 0-2.
That was almost a pot shot. Little holes on top of them little potties there. This is big enough for a baseball to fit in.
Wouldn't that be something?
Yeah.
0-2 the count, one out, one on, and Hadley will pop this one up, shallow right field. Going out is the second baseman, Sillerud, and he'll make the catch for the out. Two down, and then number 9 hitter Kevin Kiefler steps to the plate. Kevin, a good hitter, got a lot of doubles in his at-bats.
Put him down there with that average that he's got. You got Matt Nittdorf in the top. So you got one guy hitting 4-something in the region, the other guy hitting 5-something, one's number 1 and number 9 here.
Kiefler squares to bunt. And I think just a way to maybe draw a little distraction to Kowalski, and it's a rule to strike in 0-1. 1-0, El Rosa with the lead. 1 run, 2 hits, no errors for El Rosa. No runs, 2 hits, and an error for Pelican Rapids. Casey Kowalski kicks and delivers, 0-1-2. Kevin Kiefler, and that's low of all, and 1-1.
Kowalski's uniform kind of resembles the old Pittsburgh Pirates, doesn't it?
It does. Yes, it does. 1-1. Here's Kiefler chopping at the third. Play cleanly on 2 hops. Throw across the diamond is high and into the runner, but hanging on first base is Gluer, and he'll make the catch. 5-3 on the putout, and El Rosa down in the second. No runs, no hits, 1 error, 1 left. 1.5 innings, El Rosa 1, Pelican Rapids nothing. More state tournament baseball coming up in a minute here on KASN.
When it comes to flooring and remodeling, talk to Andy Ilias at Andy's Flooring and Remodeling, LLC. Specializing in kitchens and bath, they do Schluter in floor heat, bath, and shower. Phone Andy at 320-828-0343 and talk to him about your remodeling needs for your kitchen and bath. Good luck to the El Rosa Saints and the area teams from Andy's Flooring and Remodeling in El Rosa.
In this moment, who has your back? Do you know the name of your insurance agent? Does your agent know your name? Or would you call a 1-800 number that connects you with who? Another state? Another country? Get a local independent insurance agent with Auto Owners Insurance. Someone you can call when bad stuff happens. In this moment, get an agent who will protect you in that moment. Contact North American Insurance Agency in Belgrade, Earl Rosa today at 877-254-3191.
For over 60 years, you have come to depend on AM 1150 KASM Albany. Now on FM 105.5 HD2 KDDG Albany. And 24 hours a day on KASM Albany at FM 107.7. Now from the Minnesota Soybean Research and Promotion Council Studio, powered by the Soybean Checkoff.
One pitch, one out. That's what you like to see, Randy, don't you, as a pitcher? Get these guys going early. Make them swing. There's Austin Martz to the plate. See Willie Leasers graced our presence here today down by the little round tables they got set up around here. Kind of nice with umbrellas. More fans in the stands from Central Minnesota. First pitch to Martz, the strike. Here's a chopper down the first baseline. Pat Ilias has to field it quickly. He'll step on leg. And an unassisted putout from Mr. Pat. Two outs. Three pitches, two outs. Mr. Pat. Pat, one of the veterans on the El Rosa team. Had a dramatic walk-off home run in the regions. First game of the regions. Helped El Rosa beat Regal. 3-2 or 4-3? What was it, Randy?
3-2.
3-2, yeah. First pitch. Two. Drew Thompson, a ball. There's ball two for me for both. Drew Thompson, left-handed hitter, is the left fielder. Austin Hadley in on the grass over at third. The 2-0 hits the corner and 2-1. Two outs, one strike. Good crowd on hand for this ball game today. There's strike two called to Drew Thompson and the count, two balls, two strikes. Of course, at each field today, there's a noon game, a 2:30 game, and a 5 o'clock game. So a total of 9 games being played. Over at Norwood today, they're all Class B ball games. Class C at Hamburg and Green Isle. Fouled off at the plate to count two balls, two strikes. Another chopper foul by Thompson. The count stays at 2-2. Boy, you look at Cody Eichers back there behind the plate. His knee's got to be made of steel. Take a look at how he gets down before the pitch comes there, and he watches left leg. Yeah, oh my. As Thompson launches it to center field, Kevin Kiepler's got a feed on it. He'll make the catch in left center field, and that'll do it for the Lakers here in the second. No runs, no hits, no errors, no one left on. Two innings in our books. It's El Rosa 1, Pelican Rapids nothing. More state tournament baseball coming up in a minute here on KASM.
Summer is almost over. Can you believe it? But don't worry, the savings will continue during the summer clearance event going on now at Albany Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Lease the all-new Jeep Compass for as low as $169 per month. Or how about the all-new Dodge Journey with a lease payment as low as $219 per month? Enjoy the savings going on now at Albany Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Just off I-94 in Albany and at albanychrysler.com.
Albany Chrysler, one-stop deal. Albany Chrysler, we're your dealer.
When the mercury rises, the last thing you want to be without is air conditioning. And no matter how well you take care of the mechanical things in your home, you can count on inconvenient failures. Grinnell Mutual makes it easy for you to add equipment breakdown coverage to your homeowner's policy so you don't have to sweat the small stuff. Prepare for the unexpected by adding equipment breakdown insurance to your homeowner policy. Trust in tomorrow. Contact Ruth and Gary Rothstein and their staff of local Grinnell Mutual Insurance Agents in Painesville at Central Minnesota Insurance Agency. Phone 243-7403. Trust in tomorrow's property of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
All right, it is 4 minutes after 3, 73 degrees here in Central Minnesota. Back out to Hamburg for more state tournament baseball. Here is Randy and Don.
Thank you, Cassandra, to the top of the third inning and to the top of El Rosa's lineup. It's Matt Middendorf, Matt Schmitz, and Cody Eichers. First pitch to Middendorf, a ball from Kowalski, and 1-0. Middendorf sees the pitch come in a little bit low, and 2-0. Matt took a called strike three in his first at-bat, Don, and we thought that had been a little inside.
Yeah, I think Matt did, too. He kind of looked back a little bit, and he didn't say much.
There's a strike called in, 2-1.
Yeah, it was a little early in the ballgame. You don't want to start getting too much static early in the ballgame because it's just going to be a long game if you start getting in the umpire a little bit.
Middendorf swings at that curveball from Kowalski, and the count, 2 balls, 2 strikes. It's a pretty heartbreaking curveball.
Yes, it is.
Kowalski's pitch, Middendorf slaps it to short. Up with it cleanly, and over the first 6-3 in the putout. Nice play by the shortstop, Adam Johnson. One out. Here comes Matt Schmitz to the plate. Schmitz, 1-for-1.
He's hit the first time up.
And the pitch to Matty is a little bit high for a ball. 1-0. El Rosa scored that run in the first inning after Middendorf had struck out. Schmitz got a hit. And Cody Eichers with a double that scored him.
Yep, Cody put it in no man's land out there in left field.
Ball two to Matt Schmitz, 2-0. Okay. 2 balls, no strikes for count. Actually, there was a strike now in 2-1. It's low to Matt, and the count 3-1. It just informed me they've had some power issues up here in the press box. So, Don, if all of a sudden we're gone,
refuse.
Yeah. 3 balls, 1 strike now to Matt Schmitz. Hopefully that's not the case. 3-1, and a swing and a miss, strike two, 3-2. 3 balls, 2 strikes, 1 out. No one on for El Rosa. Seems like Casey Kowalski kind of settling in on his job on the mound. He'll stab this chopper back to the mound by Schmitz, and he gloves it, throws to first, and 1-3 in the putout.
Well, a stocky right-hander, isn't he, Kowalski is? Real tall. First from up here, he does. Probably looks shorter than he is, huh?
Yeah, if he's kind of the guy that if you're building a team, you'd want him on your team.
I think so, yeah.
Here's Cody Eichers. Cody 1-for-1 with the double, and there's a strike call on the outside corner. No one won. 12, 1 strike. And the pitch outside, the ball, and 1-1. 1 ball, 1 strike. Yeah, that wind has switched directions just a little bit from the start of the game as Cody will pop this one straight up in the infield. Kowalski on the mound has it for the out, and that will do it for the Saints in the third. No runs, no hits, no errors, no one left on. 2.5 innings. It's El Rosa 1 and Pelican Rapids nothing. More baseball coming up in a minute here on KAF.